Washington, this is VOA News. Police in Somalia say the terrorist siege on a Mogadishu hotel has ended, but not before at least 15 people were killed. The militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility, saying the hotel is frequented by what it calls apostate government members. Police say the terrorists set off a car bomb outside that hotel Saturday afternoon, a bit of chaos as you hear, before gunmen burst in the building, firing their weapons at random and seizing hostages. Police stormed the hotel and killed the attackers on the building's roof. Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab has killed thousands since it began its campaign of terrorism 10 years ago to turn Somalia into a conservative Islamic state. Russian and Syrian government warplanes killed at least 45 people, including children, Saturday in a town in eastern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that it took place near the border with Iraq and is mostly controlled by the Islamic State militant group. Meantime, U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, the SDF rebel group, the fighters clashed with IS inside Manbij, a key stronghold of the extremist group. Manbij had been one of the major supply stops for IS militants through areas of northern Syria they control. Afghanistan's Taliban says it will strongly retaliate for the resumption of U.S. airstrikes against the insurgent group and rejected assertions that bombing operations ever paused. The U.S. military began an anti-Taliban air raid in the last week, but it has declined to provide any details. This is VOA News. The founding members of the European Union on Saturday used urgent and quick negotiations about Britain's departure from the bloc, saying that the other 27 countries in the Union need to move ahead and think about the future. In a display of unity in Berlin, foreign ministers of the six founding members urged quick negotiations to avoid prolonged financial and political insecurity for the continent. Bert Koenders is the Dutch foreign minister.
People have to see the results of Europe. I think that's key. But we need to turn the page. We don't want a vacuum. And it's important now that these negotiations with the United Kingdom start in good faith, but as soon as possible.
German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier also said negotiations on a British exit should begin as soon as possible and added that intensive European discussions were needed. All of the foreign ministers spoke of the need for a speedy negotiation to avoid instability. Pope Francis says that the world should never forget nor minimize the Ottoman-era slaughter of Armenians and urged Armenians and Turks to find peace and reconcile with one another. Francis and the Patriarch of the Armenian Apostolic Church participated in an ecumenical ceremony and prayer service for peace attended by thousands of people at Republic Square in Yerevan.
Questo tragico mistero di iniquità.
The Pope said the immense and senseless slaughter, this tragedy that your people experienced in the flesh, remains impressed on our memory, he says, and burns in our hearts. Historians are estimating that up to 1.5 million Armenians were killed by Ottoman Turks around the world and at the time of World War I, an event widely viewed by genocide scholars as the first genocide of the 20th century. President Obama has made the Stonewall National Monument in New York a national monument for the struggle of the LGBT rights. In his weekly media address, the president said this month's attack in Orlando shows that much remains to be done to give all Americans equal standing.
There's still work to do. As we saw 2 weeks ago in Orlando, the LGBT community still faces real discrimination, real violence, real hate.
The monument includes the landmark Stonewall Inn, a tavern where the gay rights movement gained political momentum nearly 50 years ago. The tavern, popular with gays and lesbians, was the focal point of street rioting and broke out in 1969 after a police raid aimed at harassing the LGBT community.
That's the latest world news from VOA.